Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Vicki Sherman here at the FAA Production Studios at the National Resource Center here at beautiful Lakeland, Florida Airport. And we're here to talk about the FAA Wings Pilot Proficiency Program. And I'm here to introduce with you our National Director of the FAA Safety Team, Kevin Clover. And along with Kevin, we have the Brian Neville, the FAST Team Assistant Outreach Manager. And along with that, we have our sponsor today, the president of the Avemco Insurance Company, James Lauerman. Along with their vice president of marketing, we have Loretta Godfrey. Also, I'd like to mention behind Brian is Jim McKenna, account manager of the Gold Systems. And I'd like to get going and ask the first question to Kevin. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about the program and what's going on with it?
Sure. The WINGS program, of course, is aimed at getting proficiency for airmen. We're trying to set up an easy way for people to track their proficiency, to learn to fly and keep their skills up to a specific level of proficiency. And we've automated it at FAASafety.gov, where you can go, you can sign up for the system, it'll track your progress, it'll show you the things that you need to do. It's really a very complete system. It gives you a great feeling of accomplishment, and it makes you a better pilot.
Promoting safety is what it's all about.
Absolutely. And we do that with our partners here at Avemco are sponsoring the WINGS pin, the actual pin that you can receive when you earn a phase of the WINGS. So that's been a huge benefit to us. They came up with a great design for those, and they put those out. It kind of goes automatically when you achieve that award.
When you participate in the program.
Sure.
And I guess in order to participate with that program, in order for someone that wants to know a little bit more about it, get on FAASafety.gov.
Absolutely.
That's a good program. I have next to me over here the president of the Avemco Insurance, Jim. Can you tell us a little bit about the partnership that you have with the FAA?
You bet, Vicki. Just on a personal note, I used to own a flight school back when the original WINGS program started. I won't say what year that was. Thought it was a much better approach to proficiency training at the time than the biennial flight review. But what's happened in recent years, of course, I think we see a continual, ongoing, mindless consistency, mind-numbing consistency, I should say, of the kinds of accident causes. And in most cases, the folks are simply not getting any kind of proficiency training. So we very much wanted to support this and encourage the WINGS program. And the new program particularly worked out well for us to get involved with. Because unlike the old one, and to use my term, this one had some real teeth in it. You know, they had to demonstrate skill to a specific level of proficiency. So we felt it was important for us to get on board to help support the program. We do recognize the WINGS program, the successful completion of the programs for various premium credits in our Avemco Safety Rewards program. So our customers are not only able to get the recognition of the program, but they're able to save premium as well. And the design of the WINGS was kind of a natural, and the help with the support on the WINGS was kind of a natural for us. We have a fulfillment center at our company that delivers hundreds of thousands of documents a year. It's pretty obvious that we were capable, without breaking too much of a sweat, to be able to develop these WINGS for the FAA, the design, and then be able to fulfill them and get them out to the people who get them. And it's also just very pleasing for us to be able to thank those folks for their investment in safety.
Well, I'm sure, too, the success of this program has also been on the technology end of it, where you've had Brian Neville step up to the plate and help this become a successful program as well.
Absolutely, and our outreach team has worked really hard to put this together, Vicki, and keep it running, make it work well for people. We do know that we need to update that. And we're planning to update the website, the web interface for WINGS, in the next couple of months. And I think Brian could tell us some of the new features.
Wonderful.
We are really excited to have listened to our users, and we're going to incorporate many of the suggestions that have been made. That's really an exciting thing, because if our users are not happy with the systems, they're not going to use it, and so we're excited to make these changes over the next several months. In fact, we're hoping to make an announcement at Oshkosh that we've incorporated these changes, some of which will include what I like to refer to as one-click wings, instead of the challenging method that we use now to find the tasks that need to be accomplished. We're hoping to move to a one-click wing system where you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then the system will display what you need to go and accomplish. And it's going to be very exciting for us. So we look forward to that in the next few months.
And Brian, you're working here at Sun and Fun to collect that information from airmen, right?
That's very true. We have a help center here on the Sun and Fun site, and we're getting lots of good input from users, and that's very exciting for us, because these are the people that are actually using the system, and they tell us how wonderful the proficiency part of it is, and they're very frank about it, letting us know that we need to improve the interface, and that's what we're concentrating on. So we're excited to hear those comments.
Thank you, Brian. Jim, I'm going to go back to you a little bit. I know you're a pilot, and was it 4,000 hours or plus? And are you also a flight instructor?
I'm no longer an active flight instructor. Unfortunately, the time just doesn't permit it. But I do have 2,500 hours of dual given. And in fact, that's what I did for a living. I owned a flight school before about 25 years ago when I entered the aviation insurance industry. Flight training and flight safety has been a passion of mine from the beginning for me.
Well, you know, this program is really designed, too, to get all these flight instructors, to get their students to participate in this program, because it's all about safety. And I think the importance is that this program, with the way the technology portion of this going online and signing up for the program, getting your flight instructor involved with the program, and then getting that student involved in the VOLT program, which is really has enhanced the simplicity of getting involved in doing this all online.
Yes, I agree. In fact, I should point out when the program first started, not too long ago, the new program, I went out and got the initial WINGS program myself, and found it to be a much better process than the old one. And again, what I particularly liked, well, there was an awful lot of choice as to the options that I had available to me. The different kinds of courses, the things that maybe fit for me. I mean, there were the core courses, as I'll call them. There were the things that I needed to do, but then there were also a lot of electives and a lot of options, and I was able to structure it for the kind of flying that I do, which is obviously a lot different than the flying that I used to do.
Well, I know you also have your vice president of marketing here, and I know she has certain jobs that are a job requirement that she's trying to do to get the word out on it. Loretta, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, just that I'm excited to be a part of it, first of all, but also we did a count. We've given away 2,500 pins, and I'd really like to see it to be 25,000. Okay, so everybody out there, look at this program and put some thought into giving it a shot, because we really do see it as a benefit to the industry, a benefit to the pilots, and, you know, just an overall good thing.
Kevin, you know, this program has come a long ways within a very short period of time. I think we've really, really outdone ourselves thanks to the help in the technology end and promoting safety.
Well, absolutely. And as Jim pointed out, we have so many choices now. You can adapt the program to your type of flying, so it's really valuable. The old program was there was one ground or knowledge credit that you had to get and three flights, but they were always the same every year. Now you're allowed to change that up to the change with your style of flying, or to just, you know, give some variety out there. And again, as Jim mentioned, you've got to do that to a standard now. Before, you just had to put in the time, and we all know that when we're pushed to a standard, we do a little better. So it is the practical test standard, so it's nothing new that you don't know about. We're just going to ask you to do those few items again to the standard you did and when you got your original certificate.
Yes. You know, another good thing, too, of this whole going online business, too, is the courses that are offered. I mean, it's a wide range of courses that meets the individual pilot. And, would you like to talk a little bit more on that?
Sure. We have online courses that are within our system that we've built, and then we're working with a lot of other training providers. And actually, Brian could tell us maybe some of the people that we're working with and how that system works when you get credit from someone else.
I'd be happy to. One of the things that we wanted to do with the FAA safety team was involve as many people as we could in this program, and so the industry has really stepped up and is really helping us do this. For example, ASA has courses online, Sporty's has courses online. Just yesterday we approved SIMCOM for one of their courses, and we're going to add more there. I understand that Flight Safety is interested and SimuFlight is interested. So we're getting wide response from the industry that they really are positive about the new WINGS program. I would also like to mention that the tasks that are required are based on accident causal factors. We're not asking people to do things just for the sake of doing them. We have investigated accidents over the last 23 months, and we have selected those items that show up most often on accident reports, and those are the items that we're asking people to practice and become proficient with.
Well, if any of you out there have not participated in this program or seen the online courses, they're actually great. From icing to any type of topic that you're interested in, you'll find it online on that. Jim, another question, something that you may want to expand on. Those that do participate in the program, do they get a little bit, maybe the pilots of aircraft owners, a little discount maybe, or how does that work?
Well, the way we do it at Avemco is have a program we call a safety rewards program, the Avemco Safety Rewards Program, which gives a 5% credit for successfully completing certain kinds of ground training, and all of the WINGS ground training courses they're not called ground training courses, but the
knowledge
courses, yes. Thank you, all qualify, and that can earn them a 5% credit. Successful completion of that, of the flight portion of it, can earn them another 5% credit. And one of the things that was kind of encouraging for us when we recognized the new WINGS program is I think that had an impetus in getting a lot of the other industry folks to get their courses approved. So I've seen a really dramatic improvement, and a lot of good industry partners. Several have already been mentioned. King Schools has put courses on there. One that we particularly like is their practical risk management course. We think is a very effective course. So I think we had something. I'd like to believe we had a contribution to make in getting more of the industry people to get on board because of our safety rewards program.
Well, we sure certainly have come a long ways. Kevin, do you have anything to add to this at all?
Well, just one thing I wanted to mention. I was approached this morning by Cessna about getting their Cessna Pilot Center courses approved also. So we may see that in the near future. So most everyone is coming to the WINGS program, and we're getting them into the automated system so it's easy to get credit for courses you've taken through the
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I'd like to thank you folks for coming out today and taking your time on this. Get involved. It's a wonderful program. If you don't know where to go to look for it, just get on FAASafety.gov. Or if you have insurance with Avemco, get with them, and they can tell you a little bit more about the program. And I'd like to thank all of you here today. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, James. And thank you, Loretta.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vicki.
Well, you're more than welcome. This is Vicki at the FAA Safety Production Studios. Come out and join us. The weather is supposed to be beautiful all week. And come out and learn some things about aviation if you're not involved, because this is a wonderful place to get involved. And hey, you may want to learn how to fly. Who knows? Wishing you all clear skies and tailwinds, and have a safe week. Thank you.
And get out there and earn your wings.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.